Sweetest friends, we're continuing our previous shiur. We're discussing the shaila of being mevatel peiros shvius. Is that mutter, or is it considered hefsei peiros shvius? We already saw in a flow, so hopefully we'll see more in a flow now. Again, based on Torah I received from Rabbi Gonagol Ruchai Meir Harwitz Shlita. In the Mishnah in Mesechus Sukkah, it says in Daf Lamites, Halokech lulav mechaveiroi shvius, if somebody buys the Arba Minim from his friend in Amaretz and Shvius, no sein lo esrog b'matana, then Amaretz gives him the esrog as a gift. If he's not allowed to buy it from the Amaretz b'Shvius and give him money, because peiros Shvius require biur heim v'dmeim. You have to both destroy the peiros Shvius and their money b'zman ha-biur, as we discussed in the previous shiur. And in Amaretz is chashed that he's not going to be mevar, he's not going to destroy the dmei peiros, and therefore don't give him money as a tashlum. And the Gemara says, lo ratzalitain lo b'matana mao, let's say he doesn't want to give it to him as a gift, what should he do, this esrik? So Rav Yehuna says, mavlil dmei esrik b'lulav, he should buy the lulav with a more expensive price, at a more expensive price, and then the esrik will be considered a matana. The Gemara explains, Gemara asks, v'leisav lei b'hedja, why doesn't he just give him the money for the esrik l'hedja b'fnei atzmo? Why do you have to give it b'havla? Why do you have to swallow it up with the price of the lulav? Answers the Gemara, Fishein Mosin Dmei Peres Shvius Lam Ha'oretz. You're now allowed to give Dmei Peres Shvius to an Am Ha'oretz, because Am Ha'oretz are Chashudim, Shelo Yivaru Et Hadamim, Kshiagia Zman Bi'uram. They're Chashud that they're not going to destroy the money, get rid of the money, at the time of Biur, like we explained before, the Sanya. Ein Mosin Dmei Peres Shvius Lam Ha'oretz, Yosin Mosin Shal Sudas. You're now allowed to give the money of Peiros Shvius that you bought Peiros Shvius with to an Am Ha'oretz more than 3 meals worth. If it's less than 3 meals, then it's mutter, because he has to be able to live. But if it's more than 3 meals, then you're not allowed to give it to him. Therefore, you're not allowed to give Dmei Esrig to an Am Ha'oretz, because that's more than 3 meals worth. Taisvis here says, Mash Meshish with Dmei Esrog Yosim Mazel Shal Sudas. The Mashmos of the Gemara is that Dmei Esrog has more than 3 meals worth. And that it says in Me'ila that it's only a pruta, that's talking about where it's puzzle. But an Esrog Kosher, says Taisvis, is worth more than a pruta. Especially we see today, it's worth about 5,000 prutas. In any event, that's the Tosfos, that Esrogim are worth more than a Pruta, and therefore don't give it to Dmei Esrog to an Am Ha'oretz if it's worth more than 3 meals, because he's not going to act Al Pi Halacha with the money and destroy it Bizman HaBiyu. Ad Kan Mitivrei Kodesho Shel HaGemara V'Shel HaTosfos. The Pnei Yoshua writes Antosvis, Mashma Miloshan Atesvis, the Kol Adamim Shanosnim Bishvil Esrog, Afilu Be'elef Zuz, Bishvil Mitzvaso, Pshita Luhu, the Kol Alea Kedushas Shvius. It's Mashma from the Loshan of Tesvis that all of the money that you give for the Esrog, even 1,000 Zuz for the Mitzvah, it's Pashit that it has Kedushas Shvius. That's the understanding of Tosvis. All the money you give from the Esrog, no matter how much, has Kedusha Shvius. Ulich'oira lo yadana mehechan pshita luachi. And apparently, I don't know why it's so simple to Tosfos like this. The misvora mashma, the kevin de kula milsa de shvius mikra de lo ochla nafgalan, imkein mashma de lo chol Kedusha Shvius ele b'shiul de mei shov yoy la'achila, de havei kemo derech chilul. That from Svar it's Mashma that since the whole matter of Shvius we know from the pasuk of La Achla, so it's Mashma that the Kedusha Shvius is chal on the value of the food la'achila. So it's like chilul, when you're mechalal something, then the kedusha is transferred to the money. Here also the value of the eating is transferred to the money. But if it's more for the mitzvah, in other words, let's say you have an esrog, how much would the esrog go? For food? It would go for $5. How much does it go as an esrog? It goes for $150. It's my joke always after Sukkot. I always say you can get a esrogim now for really cheap. And it's true, because on Sukkot, before Sukkot, they're very expensive, because it's l'mitzvah. But for achila, it's much cheaper. So the Pnei Yeshua says that al pi svoro, I would say that the kedusha of the shvius of the esrog is only commensurate to the value of the esrog la'achila, but not l'mitzvah. Not like Tosfos, who says that whatever you pay for it, doesn't matter. It's l'mitzvah. You pay it $500, then it's $500 goes to the money of kedusha shvius goes to money. No. It's only how much it's worth l'achila. If l'achila it's worth $5, then it's $5. Not going to be the whole $500 that you paid l'mitzvah. Kach omer ha'pnei Yehoshua, afilu achila dina tzarech iyun. So he is not sure l'dina what to do. So now we have a kasha l'das ha'pnei Yehoshua. How is it mutter to buy an esrog b'dmei shvius? How are you allowed to buy an esrog l'mitzvah b'dmei shvius? Since the esrog l'mitzvah dom of yikorim, it's very expensive. V'loy nitpas b'kedushas shvius elas chumuot kamish yishav el achila. The esrog l'mitzvah is expensive, and the kedusha shvius is only going to be on a smaller amount. In other words, you have a $50 will make it more. That's $500 esrog is not the most of the esrog. $50 esrog. So you have a $50 esrog, and la'achila, it's worth $5, we'll say. Even though an esrog is probably not a lemon, it's not going to be worth $5, right? You're not paying $5 in your local fruit store for a lemon. And an esrog is, if it's not a mitzvah, it's essentially like a lemon. Uncle Panam will say it's $5. So you have $5, it's a $50 esrog for mitzvah. And la'achila, it's $5. So how much is going to be? How much is going to be transferred now to the money? How much kedusha shvi is $5 worth? So the moment you pay the money for this esrog, the moment you pay the $50 for this esrog, so the dmei shvius is now misbatel beroiv matbeya, that's chulin. So you're causing a hafka of kedusha shvius from the mos. And it's mistabra that even b'seich matbeya achas, that a smaller amount is usher and a larger amount is mutter, it is bitl barov. So, what's happening here is like this. It's a $50, you gave him $50 for the esrog. Now, how much of that is now going to be holy, according to the Pnei Yehoshua Svara? $5. How much is going to be unholy? $45. The 45 unholy dollars are mevatel the 5 holy dollars. So you're being mevatel the Dmei Shvius. You're being mevatel the Kedusha Shvius from the Damim. Because the $45 that he gave you for the mitzvah are mevatel the $5 that the esrog is worth l'achila. Dun, 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 dun. Ah, you're going to say to me, no, what are you talking about? Beit Alamet Ches Amet Beis. Mammon isn't Batel. No, that's talking about the Mammon of Reuven. That's Messiah of the Mammon Shel Shimon. But here, it's not Dine Mammonis. There, it's talking about together Dine Mammonis. But here, it's Mishum Lesadi Yisuha. In the world of Isser, Veheter, there is going to be Bittel. And in the Shmaitza and Shmaitza Vov Perik Dalit, he writes, Afilu Mos Hektish, Shenis Arvu. This is not included in the world of Memoina lo Batel. So Kol Shekein Shvius, which is Memono legamre, right? He holds most of Hektesh. There it's not included in Mammon lo Batel because we're dealing with Iser Veheter. Here, it's not even someone else's money. It's not even Mos Hektesh.
So Mo's Hekdesh is batal, because that's the world of Isser Beheter, even though it's someone else's money. It's Hekdesh's money. But here it's completely not in the realm of Mominus. Here it's completely in the realm of Isser. There's just a Tarovis here of a Heter Visser. Mominus is between me and somebody else. Whose Mammon does it belong to? So by Hekdesh, Mammon lo batal doesn't apply, because we're dealing with Isser Beheter. So here also, certainly it's your own money. It's not a shayla of mammon. It's a shayla of iser v'heter. So, how according to this? So it comes out that there's going to be bittul here. There's going to be bittul. We're not going to say mammon lo batal. It's going to be bittul. How are you mevatel the $45 and vatel the $5? And therefore this matbeah is not going to have kedusha shviyas. This matbeah is not going to have kedusha shviyas anymore. So you're mevatel kedusha shviyas. It must be that there's no iser d'oraisa to be mevatel kedusha shviyas, and therefore you're allowed to buy an eser with me shviyas. And don't tell me that it still should be Asur Durabbanan because Eim Avatlan is Lechatchila. Because his Kavan is not to be Mavatl the Yisr. That's not his Kavana. Mavatl Lechatchila means that you intend to be Mavatl, it's not his Kavana. He just wants to buy an Asurik. So you see from this Pnei Yoshua that there's no Isser Daraisa to be Mevatel Kedusha Shviyas. So it comes out then that we have a chiluk between Shviyas and Truma. That Shviyas, you're allowed to be Mevatel, the Kedusha of Shviyas. There's no Isser Daraisa to be Mevatel Kedusha Shviyas. And Truma, as we learned in the previous year from the Yisod of the Avnei Milum and the Chubis, you're not allowed to be Mevatel. So what's the chiluk between Truma and Shviyas? Why Truma is it Asur to be Mevatel L'chadchila? And Shviyas, it's Mutter to be Mevatel L'chadchila. Why Truma is it Asur to be Mevatel? And Shviyas, it's Mutter to be Mevatel. So we can say the following chiluk. By truma, we don't find the alfusa that you're not allowed to be mafsid truma. We find that you're not allowed to be metame truma, mishmeres truma, selin hefse truma. There's a suffix in Tosis and Psachim. You'd give him a lot of alti, you're maybe there's no iser to destroy truma. The iser is to be metame truma. Rash batosis arosh, ran. Psachim Yud Gimel Amen Aleph bring the sheet of Rabbeinu Ephraim that in the midst of Mishmeres Trumosai lo nichlal ela ha'isr l'tamei ha'truma, the only isr of Mishmeres Trumosai is Tumas ha'truma, but not to be soyref the truma, not to be mafsid the truma. There is no isr Torah. We find a lot more than this. We find that even where there is a mitzvah of achilas truma, even where the mitzvah of achilas truma is not going to be misbatel, it's still usher to be metame the truma. The usher is to be metame the truma. And the proof is that Rashi in Sukkah, Lamed Helmut Beis, Yiras Lemachshir, writes that by Maiser Sheni, there's also a mitzvah of Mishmeres, and you're now allowed to cause tuma to Maiser Sheni. Now, Maiser Sheni that became tame, podem also, and you can still be mekayim the mitzvah of Achilas Maiser Sheni. The pre-sha'alav nifta ma'isr sheni, with the pre on which you redeem the ma'isr sheni. So there's no bittul of mitzvah achilas ma'is v'sheni, and yet you're still not allowed to be goyrim truma. So the even when the mitzvah of achilas truma, or in our case, or the example we brought, achilas ma'is v'sheni, is not going to be mizbatel, you're still going to be able to eat it. Nevertheless, it's still usur to cause tuma. Because by ma'is v'sheni, there's a mitzvah of mishmeris, you're not allowed to cause tuma. You know, it's not going to be mizbatel the achila, because you can be poided. So too, truma, even lo yitzuri, there's not going to be a bittel of the achilas hatruma. You're still not allowed to be matame. So now, according to this, that the Avne Miluim writes that you're not allowed to be mevatel truma b'roiv chulin, the Avne Miluim doesn't mean that it's a hefseid guf hapri. You're not destroying the guf hapri, because even when you're mevatel b'roiv chulin, the guf hapri isn't destroyed. What the Avne Miluim means is that chelek mi mitzvahs mishmeres is to be mishamer the kedusha, and therefore when you're mevatel truma b'roiv chulin, you're me'abed and mafsid the kedusha. That's the mitzvah. It's not that you're destroying the pri, it's that you have to preserve the kedusha. When you're mevatel the truma b'roiv chulin, you're mafsid the kedusha. But by shviyis, anachnu motzim et ha'hefech. There's no iser to be metame perish shviyis. There's an iser to be mafsid perish shviyis. By truma, the iser is to be metame. Because of mishmeres, and by shviyis, the iser is to be mafsid. So it's muchach that the geder of the din of truma and shviyis are fundamentally different. By truma, the Torah was makbid al ibud kedushasa, and if you weren't mevatel the kedusha of the truma, less lanba ein lanu baya imze, and therefore you're allowed to be mafsid it, because you're not poigeya b'kedushas hatruma. But by shviis, by truma, ekpida Torah libut kedushasa. If you weren't mevatel the kedusha, less lanba. As long as you're not mevatel the kedusha, and that's bittel. Bittel is being mevatel the kedusha. But by shviyis, the Torah was makbid that the pri should be eaten, and it shouldn't be destroyed. And you shouldn't do schoira with it. But if you're not mafsid the guf ha-pri, even though you're goyrim the bittel ha-kedusha, we have no problem. So that's the fundamental chiluk between Truma and Shviyas. Truma, you're not allowed to be mafsid the kedusha. We don't have a problem with being mafsid the guf ha-pri. By Shviyas, the akpad of the Torah is that you shouldn't be mafsid the guf ha-pri. But that you're mevatel the kedusha, that's not a problem. The ikur is to be mafsid the guf ha-pri. And that would explain why there's no iser bittel kedusha shviyas. And there is an iser of bittel truma. Because when you're mevatel the truma, you're mevatel the kedusha. And that's the iser, and therefore you're not allowed to be metameit. And when you're mevatel shviyas, you're not mafsid the guf ha-pri. So, even though you're mevatel the kedusha, since you're not mafsid, you're not destroying the guf ha-pri, less lanba, we have no problem. So that's the chiluk, and there's still a lot more to say. For those who want, there is a tshuva about this in the Minchas Shlomo, the great Rav Shlomo Zalman Oirbach, in Minchas Shlomo and Simen Mem Vav. It was earlier printed in a Torah journal in Yerushalayim, Shari Tzion, from many, many decades ago. And you could look there, and we still have a lot more to talk about. So I'm hoping that in the next shir, we will see more niflos mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends. Shalom, shalom. B'li neder, we shall continue. Shalom.